News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know what that means. This is Pep Talk on Friday, and it is Frisky Friday. Yes, it is. Our number here, 850-437-1620. I am a huge fan of this organization. So excited because I know how busy they are that Francine could come in this morning. She is with A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. Francine Armstrong is president, and she is here, and she brought some cuteness factor two pups in with her.
I have the cuteness factor going on
oh
today.
Oh my goodness. All right, who have you got with you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Today I have Sassy. She's a little 1-year-old Chihuahua Terrier mix that came into the rescue, and Janet is a little Shih Tzu mix that came in. She was a stray. Her and looks like her sister because they're like twins.
They do.
So these are the two that came to visit today. They're not on our website yet. They're posting probably next week.
Okay.
And we'll be ready for
Sissy
adoption.
Or Sassy and Janet?
Sassy and Janet. Okay. Janet's sister is Chrissy, you know, Three's Company. Janet and Chrissy.
Okay. So she's got her arms full right now because they're sitting in her lap. But oh my God, y'all, they're so cute. White with a little black on them and a little black and white. Oh my gosh.
Super cute. And both very, very sweet girls.
Very sweet. Very quiet right now.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're real sweet and quiet. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for folks who are not familiar with A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue, let's give them a little history about your organization and all that you do, because you all, I follow them on Facebook, and they really, it's incredible. But tell to some of you, maybe someone's tuning in, has never heard of you before.
We've been in rescue now about 7.5 years, and we take in dogs from different places. Lots of owner surrenders when people have died or going into facilities and no one's there to take care of their dogs. We take in strays, hold them for a stray hold. We take dogs from shelters, other rescues. We have about 44 dogs right now in
wow.
rescue, and we're foster based, so they're all over town.
You don't have a facility, so
we
make
do
that clear.
Not have
people
a facility.
Are fostering all these dogs right
yes,
now.
They're all over town. There's a lot of them that stay with me. I tend to take in behavioral issues or overflow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tremendous. The amount of dogs we get every day requests and have to turn away dogs. Right now, our intake is closed because we are just completely overwhelmed.
Oh, my gosh.
And it breaks our heart. But rescues in this area are completely overwhelmed. We don't have the support that we need as far as fosters and volunteers, and that's what we're hearing from everybody. There's just too many dogs. The big thing is spay and neuter laws have to change in this area, because if they don't, dogs are just dying on the streets.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's just heartbreaking.
We took in some a couple weeks ago that were three little teeny puppies that were found in a box. That night it was supposed to be 22 degrees,
no.
and they were 2 pounds and little teeny babies.
Oh.
Luckily, somebody stopped and saw it and brought them to us. So it's just horrible, the stuff that we're seeing and the effect that it's having on us as a rescue also.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough.
Well, I know you're not alone, because each week we have the different rescues and shelters from the Humane Society, Santa Rosa's Animal Shelter, all have participated in Frisky Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are maxed out. A lot of them are now, there was a time fosters was not necessarily a thing, but now it's a necessity.
It is. It's the most important thing that is out there for any rescue.
If someone wanted to help you out as far as fostering goes, what would be the process to help with a small dog for a Place for Hope?
We have an application online, and we have some great fosters, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
With the volume of dogs, there's just not enough anywhere. So, but there's an application online that they can go to, and donations are a big thing. That's one of the main things that I wanted to talk about today was, we have a fundraiser coming up, and it's called Bubba's 33 Spirit Night.
Oh.
And it's 10% of their proceeds that night between 5 and 9 will go to the rescue. If you go in and tell them or show them a digital print, I guess, of their flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to have a couple dogs out there. We've got a special needs one that's going to have some major surgery soon. So we're going to have Opal out there so people can meet her. She's a little tiny Pomeranian that needs heart surgery.
Uh-huh.
And so Bubba's 33 has been big supporters of rescues. Actually, they just adopted two little beagle puppies from us.
Oh, good.
So, you know, we've got them with us right now where so they're thinking be like, we're fabulous.
Are they going to be like the house puppies? Is that
I
the deal?
Hope so. Yes.
So where's it's in a restaurant. So where's Bubba's 33 located?
It's on Davis Highway, Davis and Creighton right there in front of BJ's.
Okay.
And they're just a fabulous place. We've done an adoption event there. They do all kinds of community things. Mm-hmm. So they're a pretty impressive group.
Okay, so when again is the Spirit Night?
It's the 17th of February from 5 to 9 p.m. And we'll be there and we'll be walking around talking to people and have a couple little dogs there out on the patio.
And that's a Monday night. That's President's Day. So a lot of people will be off that day.
Yep.
So that's good. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And like I said, they're a great group to work with. And 10% of the proceeds going to a rescue is a great thing. And hopefully they'll start doing this a lot with different rescues around the area, too.
Okay. So why don't you mention your website? Because you go there and see all the pups and descriptions. And
yes, if you go to our website, it's placeofhoperescue.com. And you can see our Facebook page there. It'll direct you to our Facebook page, but it'll also have a link to Rescue Me where we have all of our available dogs posted. We still have some dogs that haven't posted right mm-hmm. now because they're in the process of getting their spays and neuters or medical issues resolved. Sassy just got spayed yesterday, so aww. She's, you know, a little dramatic, but she's
well, it is
great.
Dramatic.
Yes, she thought so. Yesterday, she came in being carried like a baby aww. And didn't want anybody to, you know, upset her. She had to sit in the rocking aww. Chair and be rocked.
She's doing good right now. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. In the house, we have Francine Armstrong with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you've got any questions or have a question about what they do or maybe what they need, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be talking more about our small dogs in Pensacola in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg. And this morning we have as our guest Francine Armstrong with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So glad you're here. She brought two adorable pups. Already somebody from the station who just walked out with one.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Jeremy brings him back.
Hey.
Brings her back.
Say we're very social. We just need to be loved on and get some special attention today.
We got Sassy and Janet, who aren't on the website yet. But if somebody's interested, I am absolutely hooked on their Facebook page. Every day they post. You have a wonderful woman that posts for you and does descriptions of the dogs.
We do. We have a social media person that Christine is amazing. She writes the bios and, you know, people will message us and say, hey, can you tell us more about the dogs? And we mm-hmm. tell them, if you read the bio, it tells you everything about the dogs. She spends so much time. And the point of having the dogs in foster homes is that we really can learn what their needs are and what they require in a home, whether it's a fenced-in yard or another dog as a companion, or they don't like other dogs mm-hmm. and they'd rather have all the attention themselves. So being foster-based is an amazing way to handle rescue because I think it tells them so much about the dogs. And we really we stick to what they say, you know, we say they need. We mm-hmm. don't back down on it. We do age-appropriate adoptions because we want the dogs to be in their home forever.
And right. Well, I love it because I'm actually looking. I'm in the process now, but I look and I read the descriptions, and so it's wonderful because the descriptions talk about their temperament, what their habits are, whether they're potty trained or not. Are they door trained, you know, pad trained? Or do they like to walk on a leash, not walk on a leash? I mean, you're very detailed. Needs a fence yard, doesn't. Good with cats, good with kids, not good with kids. Needs a senior, but maybe somebody that's just going to hold them all day long. I mean, they're so specific. So I've eliminated a couple because I'm like, okay, I can't do that one.
And people get a little bit upset when we tell them no because, you know, we're all about what the need is for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very specific with that. And it's important to us that, you know, these dogs go to the best home for them.
Which is great, because the likelihood then of them staying there is so much higher. That's part of the problem. Someone picks an animal that it's cute, but it may not have the personality, may have different needs. It may have to need a fence yard because it's a runner, that kind of thing.
And I tell the fosters all the time, when we get new fosters in, you know, they'll say, well, should I say this about the dog? I say, look, we tell the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, they're going to come back to us.
Right.
And we don't want that. If they chew on furniture, we're going to say, you know, this one's a chewer. You need to get it certain types of chew toys.
Right.
And, you know, if this one, okay, it's a little resistant to house training, but with the proper guidance, or if they need to go to a puppy class, you know, we tell them that. Or if they're, you know, if they absolutely have to sleep in a bed, you know, we get a lot of people who say they'll sleep in the dog bed, or they'll sleep in, and we're like, you know, but this one is really a snuggle bug who would probably think she was going to kill over dead if she couldn't sleep with her person. So, you know, we have to stick to that for the dogs. And and I'm probably the worst, because I mean, everybody sleeps with us at my house. I mean,
she has a lot of dogs at her house too, I have to say.
My husband and I, we have a king and queen size bed together, just pushed together, and all of them sleep with us. It's ridiculous, but it makes them happy, it makes us happy, and that's what it's about.
Well, if you just joined us, I'm talking with Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Got a question or want to ask a question about what they do or how you could might possibly be eligible? 850-437-1620, because they are looking for fosters who are temporary caretakers for the dogs, but they also are looking for adopters as well.
Adopters, yes. We have 44 in rescue right now, and we're trying to find them their forever home.
Okay, so they can go to the website. I know that you can see all the descriptions, but typically, what is your, when you say small dog, what does that mean?
It's supposed to be 15 pounds and under.
Okay.
Barney is getting adopted right now. I left her at the puppy pad with a meet and greet. She's 30 pounds. It's supposed to be 15 pounds and under. Let's just say that.
Okay.
The vet tells me all the time they're going to scrape the SM off of small for my rescue. But if it's a dog in need and we can help, we're going to help. I have big dogs. I have small dogs. So it's a small dog rescue. Let's just say that again.
Okay. So I do have a question, though. With 44 dogs right now being taken care of through your rescue, what about funding? What do you need in terms of donations, and how do you pay for all this? I mean, this is expensive.
The adoption fees help us to cover their vet bills, but trust me, they don't cover it. For seniors, we have one right now, Smiley. He came in. He needed to be neutered. He had a massive mass on his rear end, which had to be tested to see if it was cancerous. He needed a dental. And his vet bill was, just for him and his shots and everything, was $1,100. And his fee is $250.
Okay.
So it kind of shows you, the young ones kind of help us pay for the older ones. But we do have a lot of supporters who send in monetary gifts. They, we get food donations dropped off. Big thing is food. We use Science Diet, you know, small breed kibble, and I can put out a request for that, and bless their hearts, they will just bombard me with food, canned food. We have some supporters that'll just call and say, hey, what do you need? And if I tell them, I can guarantee that I will get, you know, 18 cases of canned food. Or, you know, we just did it with harnesses and leashes, and
I get a lot. When you think about the needs, it's a lot of different things. And one of the things, too, that you can do is be an angel. Talk a little bit about that, because I like that program.
The Angel Dog Program, it's harder to do right now because of the economy. But the way our Angel Dog Program works is we take a dog's adoption fees, and we use the highly adoptable ones that are going to break the internet, like Sassy. And we would add a $150 fee on top of her adoption fee, and that's her angel fee. And it can either be sponsored by someone who just wants to help, or an adopter can pay it. And what that does is we tell them this is going to help towards Smiley's medical bills, mm-hmm. or the $150 might immediately reduce another dog's adoption fee who's been with us too long. So it's a program just to kind of help the other dogs in rescue. And we have certain people have, I mean, we have one lady that pays them regularly. If she sees an angel dog pop up, she's like, I got this one. I got it. So we've got some great people that support us. And that's key in mm-hmm. this. You know, we couldn't do it without them. And we just can't.
Right. And we're talking with Francine, A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. You have a website and a Facebook page. What is the website page?
The website is aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Okay.
And you can just, it'll give you the link to the Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's got one of the dogs.
Janet just walked back in. Sorry, that was a distraction.
Okay.
She looks like she's real happy there and maybe needs to live with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. He's shaking his fan. That's the problem for me. She knows me well already. And I know.
I didn't have a little Maltese at the house today. Nikki just went to another foster because I was going to bring him.
Yeah, I haven't watched
Nikki's Nikki. Adorable. You just don't know what you're missing.
I know. Well, today is Find a Home Friday.
It is.
Correct?
Find a Home Friday, yes.
So this is a good day to take a look. It doesn't cost you anything to look.
No, and you can put in for pre-approval, too, if there's a
good that's
if
a good
you
point.
Want to adopt a dog, but you haven't really found the right one or mm-hmm. you're not sure which one you want, you go to our website, you put in an application. Where the dog's name is, you put pre-approval, mm-hmm. and then under description, tell us what you're looking for.
Okay.
Because we try then to come up with the best choice for you, or we may have one that hasn't even posted yet that we go, oh, wait, this is her dog. This is mm-hmm. the one she wants. And we work really hard once applications are approved. We don't do anything until you have an approved application in because... unfortunately, you know, it's just a waste of time if it's not great.
So. Okay, we're talking with Francine at A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Got to take a break, but we'll be back. Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Tell us about that event again, Francine. It's coming
up.
Okay,
we want everybody to come see us February 17th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Bubba's 33 on Davis Highway at Creighton Road. And we will be out there with a couple dogs, not necessarily an adoption event, just some dogs that you can come love on and hang out with. And you can meet Opal, one of the dogs that's going to have heart surgery soon. And we're going to be asking for donations to help us with that. And just they're giving 10% of the proceeds to the rescue from their sales. So if you just come out with your phone and show them the flyer on your phone, that comes to us. So.
All right. Thank you, Francine, for coming in with the two puppies that are just as adorable as they could be. If you're interested, you can go to A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on the internet. They have a webpage as well as Facebook. They post the dogs that are available every day. So thanks so much for coming in. You're doing a great service for our community.
All right.
Love you guys so much.